John Taylor is joining us by phone now to give us the latest market news. And again, at one point in our history, we were known as a nation of farmers, and those farmers have provided a lot of our Thanksgiving feast. Good morning, John.
Good morning, and yeah, we'll conclude with some numbers about the farming community. Yesterday was a mixed bag on Wall Street. The Dow was down a little bit, not enough to matter, and the S&P also. This morning, we get some data from the government on personal income and personal spending, up about 0.2%, a little lighter than expected. Durable goods, stuff made the last 3 years or more, up about 0.4%, also a little light. And it's, since tomorrow's Thanksgiving, we get the unemployment claims, first-time unemployment claims. We usually talk about every Thursday morning. We get that today. And it took a spike up, surprisingly, back up above 300,000 to 313, so kind of a mixed bag. Yesterday we talked about some good economic data. Well, kind of a mixed bag today. Well, here's some economists say good news, but I wonder if it's really good news, and that is Americans are borrowing more money. The government tells us, this is from the Federal Reserve Bank in New York, they say household debt jumped substantially in the third quarter. That would be mortgages, credit cards, auto loans, and student loans. One of the numbers that's really troubling is that student loans are up nearly $100 billion this time right now versus the same time last year. That's kind of frightening. Total outstanding consumer debt, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, $11.7 trillion, that's with a T. Mortgages, the biggest part of that, about $8 trillion. Auto lenders had a great quarter, loaning $105 billion. That's the highest quarter since the third quarter of 2005. Credit card balance is also up $11 billion in the third quarter. So they say it's good news because it indicates consumers have confidence in the economy and their spending. On the other hand, I would remind everybody, how did we get in the mess that we're still trying to get out of? Well, it was because of too much debt. So the old saying is, what do we learn from history? Is that we don't learn from history. Well, let's talk also, yesterday we talked about, I gave you a number that was really quite good, and that was the Commerce Department raised the estimate of GDP, gross domestic product, for the third quarter. And they raised it to 3.9%, which was much better than it was expected. So if you take the last two quarters, the second quarter and third quarter, it's actually about 4.25%, and so that's a 4% growth rate. That should be really good. Well, why does it not feel so good? Well, we know it doesn't feel really good because the Conference Board tells us that their Consumer Confidence Index took a sudden drop. So it sounds good on the headline, but we're not feeling it. Well, here's the reason why. The Commerce Department has also revised down sharply their estimate of the growth in wages and salaries over the last two quarters. They now say that they revised their growth of salaries in the second quarter from 5.3 to 2.8 and from 4% to 3.5% in the third quarter. So what we're seeing happening is, yeah, the top line number's growing, but there's really no substantial growth in wages and salaries, so the consumer is feeling that. Normally, this far along into an economic recovery, those numbers are looking much better. And then lastly, let's talk about farmers. The USDA projects that net income from farm income in the United States this year will be about $97 billion. That's down 21% from last year. They also lowered it substantially from their previous estimate back in August. That's the lowest number since 2012. Now, the USDA says it's because of falling crop prices and higher expenses. And coincidentally, John Deere, the big maker of farm equipment, issued their numbers this morning for the quarter, and they gave a disappointing forecast for next year. They say farmers are buying fewer high horsepower tractors and combines in the face of falling crop prices. How much have crop prices fallen? Well, if you look at corn, it's down 50% from the all-time high it reached in 2012. Soybeans down 40% since its record price in 2012. Deere is cutting production and laying off hundreds of workers in anticipation of lower production next year. And yesterday I reported to you about the sudden departure of the CEO of United Technologies. That's the big conglomerate that makes Otis elevators, Pratt & Whitney engines, and everything. He left with really no notice whatsoever. The company says it had nothing to do with performance. But this morning, the details of his departure package, $172 million. Happy Thanksgiving. Most of that being in stock options, but his pension alone was worth $31 million. So, yeah, he left abruptly and seemed to be a surprise to everybody. But for $172 million, Bill, you and I would probably leave for half that.
Yeah, why am I not worried about him getting fired or whatever happened to him? He's going to be all right, looks like.
And I want to wish everybody out there a wonderful, blessed Thanksgiving. This is a great time of the year.
It is, and we would need to enjoy it, John. These days go by pretty fast between now and Christmas.
That's very true. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, sir. John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Visit with him right there or give him a call. It's area code 479 782-2527 is the number, 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.